first Major League Baseball game of the season in the United States will be Sunday night in Baltimore, where the Orioles host the Boston Red Sox. In the official season opener earlier this week in Tokyo, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and New York Yankees split a two-game series. Perhaps nobody looks forward to opening day every year more than John Miller, who broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants. He says baseball had a difficult offseason, with ongoing stories about players' use of steroids, and the controversy took a toll on fans.
It was out of control. When I got to Florida for spring training, it was all that you heard about on the talk radio stations. It's all you read about in the sports sections. Every player in the game was suspect. Either they were on the juice, or if they'd lost weight, it was because they were no longer on the juice. But when the game started in Arizona, where I was for spring training, record crowds, and nobody seemed to care. The fans still are looking forward to the game and still enjoy the game, and that's really what it's all about. Do you enjoy it or not?
And we won our home runs, by golly, but we're going to be suspect of people who hit them.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I think home runs will go down. I think offense will go down, but it won't be so much related to that, but the fact that the pitching has started to come back into fashion. You look at some pitching rotations around baseball, and it's been a while since we've seen anybody but Atlanta have a rotation like the Chicago Cubs will be featuring, or the Houston Astros, or even the Red Sox, for goodness sakes, will be featuring what could be a very strong starting rotation.
That's going to be tough getting runs in the National League Central.
Man, that's going to be a heavyweight division because the Red Sox and Yankees got all the high-profile headlines. But you look at what Houston did with Clemens and Pettit entering the mix with Oswald and Miller, who were already outstanding, and a 15-game winner last year. Jeremy Robertson can't even make that rotation this year for Houston. So that's a real good one. Could be the best in the game, except for the fact that the Chicago Cubs have one equally as good, maybe better. Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor and Matt Clement, Carlos Zambrano, they added Greg Maddux, no less, on his way to 300 wins. So that's going to be a high-profile race and maybe more fun, more interesting than the Red Sox-Yankee race.
And we've talked about home runs and we've talked about great pitching rotations. These are contradictions, aren't they?
Last year, we saw Sammy Sosa fail to hit 50 home runs, and there were all these whispers about that. Nobody, in fact, hit 50 home runs last year. Well, there were more home runs in Major League Baseball last year than there were the year before. The fact was is that they had the testing last year for the steroids for the first time, and there were more home runs hit in baseball than the year before when there was no testing at all. So I think, again, this is more about pitching, the quality of the pitching we're going to have this year. I think in San Diego they're moving into a new ballpark that's going to be a better pitcher's ballpark than the old stadium. And Philadelphia, maybe as well, in their new ballpark. We'll find out. But I think those things will have more to do with how many home runs are being hit. And like I say, we've got several rotations now that are great rotations, at least on paper. And I think just because of that, home runs and hitting in general is going to go down a little bit.
Now, they don't play that game on paper, though.
That's the beauty of it. The Yankees look awesome. The Red Sox look awesome. These two high-profile teams with almost unlimited resources duking it out, and that should be exciting. But nobody's talking about the Toronto Blue Jays. I think they're going to be an excellent ball club. They're going to be a surprise, and I think there are a lot of people around the country who will find it a little easier to be rooting for them than for either of the Red Sox or the Evil Empire.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bob.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for the San Francisco Giants and ESPN. He'll be calling Sunday night's game in Baltimore. An extended version of the interview is at npr.org.